This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, the show where we do not try to tell you how to think. We challenge you to think for yourselves. If you want to reach out to us, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255, 844-551-8255, if you want to call. So Richard Branson, billionaire, British man. Barack Obama parties with Richard Branson, for those of you who don't know. And Barack Obama killed Osama bin Laden. Anyway, Richard Branson says, hurricanes are a sign of things to come. And I saw that, and I went, wow. No wonder he's a billionaire. Look at how profound Richard Branson is. Hurricanes, a sign of things to come. How deep is your love? Now, how deep is that? I mean, Guatemala midgets, a sign of things to come. Starbucks coffee, a sign of things to come. How profound can you be? Do you want to give us your profound statement? Influx of Rottweilers from Germany, a sign of things to come. Maybe the jackboots, the Nazis are coming here to invade. Remember, two decades ago, you didn't even know what a Rottweiler was. Now there's lots of Rottweilers, a sign of things to come. I love these leftists. I mean, look, the guy is great in music. He's great at taking business concepts and making himself into a billionaire. But I don't know, Richard, that I would call that a sign of things to come. See, here's what I would call it. I'd call hurricanes at this time of the year hurricane season. Now, that's just me. I'm not a billionaire. God forbid you listen to me, a thousandaire, or am I a hundredaire? I'll check with my accountant, and I'll get back with you. But I'll tell you this. The idea that what's going on with hurricanes is anything more than hurricane season is ridiculous. And you know what's funny? I don't know how many hurricanes we've had this year. We're up to M. Let's see. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N. So we're in 14. We're at 14 hurricanes, okay? We got a lot of alphabet left to go. I don't know if I've ever heard of Hurricane Zebra or Hurricane Xenophilus. Have we gotten to 26? I don't think so. We could go maybe to, what's something that only gets to 20? I don't know how bad the hurricane season has to be before these people finally go, or how little it has to be, I should say, before they finally say, you know what? Maybe it isn't global climate change. It's funny. I moved to St. Louis years ago, and I went there. You guys will think I'm lying. This is a true story. I go to St. Louis. They said, Kevin, we want to ask you to take over the St. Louis office. It's performing pretty pathetically. And I said, okay. I mean, I went kicking and screaming, but they flew me in. My company flew me in. It was 61 degrees in winter. Crystal clear blue skies. And I went, you know what? I can handle this. And I probably went there the only day where there wasn't like nasty, slushy snow on the ground. And the city looked gorgeous. And so flew back in and told Larry, the number two guy at the company where I worked, I was like, you know what, Larry, I'll do it. I'll take the bullet for the team. And then when I flew in to go after accepting the new offer and signing on the dotted line, St. Louis blew up. You know, I mean, it was, blizzard and, you know, people wrecks and can't go to work and all. I was like, what? What happened to the St. Louis I knew and loved? But it was gone in a blink of an eye. So that's what happened to my St. Louis. That was an anomaly. It had nothing to do with global climate change. It was just the fact that St. Louis said, you know what? Let's have a good day. Let's reward all these people that have suffered, that are so layered up. You know, let's give them a good day. Yeah, we did. And here's what I love about St. Louis. Amazing falls. The worst fall in St. Louis is better than the best fall I ever experienced in Texas. True story. The area of Texas I lived in, fall was like, eh. in St. Louis, the worst fall still. You get all these really beautiful leaf changes and all that. It was nice. Is it the Northeast? You know, Boston? I don't know. I mean, the first year I moved to St. Louis, the fall there was spectacular. I'd never seen a more beautiful fall. And I thought to myself, who says St. Louis falls aren't as beautiful as the Northeast? And then the next year we had it was okay. It was an anomaly. But here's what I can tell you about St. Louis. It has four seasons. It's had four seasons since man became man, since we were making formative thoughts, walking upright, no longer Neanderthals or Cro-Magnon or whatever we become, leftists. We were walking upright, and St. Louis has been experiencing four seasons. Let me tell you, Phoenix has been experiencing two seasons since man was walking upright. And I could go on. Hawaii experiences one season since the dawning of man, not the dawning of time. And that's the way it is. And at some point, St. Louis will may become the desert. Who knows? But it won't be because of man. It'll be because of the tectonic shift. The plates will slip and slide. Volcanoes will erupt and all this. And you better hope. You better hope that you're not around here, white folks, because it's going to be ugly. And that's why, you know what? There's this thing called the Bible that goes, guys, this earth, she is a changing. And if you believe that this is where your future is, I'm here to explain it's not. Don't ask me why God decided to experiment and say, you know what, I got nothing better to do. I'm going to create this creature. Let's call him man. And I'm going to make man pure. I'm going to let him know that you can be pure. You can live a very pious life. But then I'm going to give him temptation. I'm going to test him. But if he makes it, I want to show him something really cool. Think about it. Is it really that difficult to believe? Because let me tell you something. People talk about science. Oh, the science is in. Barack Obama, the science is in. Global warming, it's real. Well, so is the Earth's destruction. It's real. Ask your scientists, is Earth going to one day disappear? Is the sun going to go out? You know the answer? Yes, the sun is going to eventually quit shining. And Earth is going to turn into one big ice cube. And you don't want to be here because you're not going to know how to survive. You're not going to be some animal that they put some molecule in your bloodstream and you freeze and thaw and freeze and thaw as the Earth cycles into some other orbit. It's going away. There's nothing you can do about it. And Branson, that's a sign. It's a sign from God. It's a sign from science. That's what God and science agree on. But the left don't want to tell you that. We got a lot to talk about. Sit tight.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Fallout from the UN speech is still, it's worldwide. The UK are mad at Donald Trump. Everybody, Austria, they're mad. Oh, who's Donald Trump? Come over and talk smack, blah, blah, blah. He's a president of the United States. America first, baby. That's what I'm saying up in here. I love it. It's so funny. America first. We should all be overjoyed that a president would say America first. Woo-hoo-hoo. And we have people complaining. Can't believe you'd do that. And let me tell you the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. Certainly, this regime and the previous African dictatorship. The First Lady of the United States said this: "We must never miss an opportunity to teach life's many ethical lessons to children." However, the Democrats say we must never let an opportunity go to waste, meaning a crisis go to waste, not an opportunity, which they consider crisis and opportunity one and the same. That's the difference. Donald Trump and Melania are not looking for crisis. In fact, they're doing their best to say, let's avert them and let's just move on. Certainly her husband is. And by the way, I didn't elect Melania Trump. No offense to the ladies, no offense to the first ladies. And if we were to elect a female president, hopefully a good one, I wouldn't care who her husband is. I don't care. I wouldn't care if he used to be a Chippendale stripper. I wouldn't care. I would have elected that woman, okay? So that being said, I appreciate what Melania says, but I didn't vote for her. But if she represents, I will tell you. And I don't think you'll ever hear come out of her mouth something along the lines of, for the first time in my adult life, I'm proud to be an American or whatever. When she got her citizenship, she was proud to be an American. And I don't know if it had anything to do with Trump. I don't know when they met, but I bet you the minute she got that citizenship, she was like, hallelujah. I have a friend, he's from Bulgaria. He's a driver, former pilot, and loves America. Loves it. Goes to Bulgaria often. You know, maintains dual citizenship. Wife is from Bulgaria. Daughter, all American. Speaks the language. You know, speaks their home language, etc. But he wanted his daughter American. He came over in 1994, I believe. He said it took him 5 years to become a legal citizen of the United States. 5 years. Took the test, had to speak the language, blah, blah, blah. Happy to be here, making a living, paid off, has no debt. I mean, he's like, yeah, well, you know, Kevin, I live modestly. He goes, you know, we bought this house, we made a little money. Eventually, we bought the place we live in now, completely own it, you know, outside of taxes. He goes, it allows us freedom of movement. He goes, some of our friends, you know, they have big houses and they're slaves to them. We want freedom of movement. Their daughter's in swimming. She's doing all these things. They go home to Bulgaria. He says, in the summer, they will take the entire summer off. He's got that kind of freedom in his job. He goes, we'll take the summer off, go visit family in Bulgaria, or we'll go do something fun for us. He loves to ski. He's a good skier. But he's living the dream. Good for him. And that's what we're supposed to be doing, and we're supposed to be teaching others how to do that. This is a guy, he says, yeah, well, Kevin, he goes, man, you know me. He goes, at 30, I was lazy. He goes, I was lazy. He goes, I wasn't ready for life. And then he goes, and then I come to a new country, because, you know, we were talking about why he didn't marry sooner. He goes, well, I didn't. He goes, I was loving being a bachelor. I was lazy. I didn't feel like a woman was going to want to be with me in the state I was in. So he goes, I didn't chase him. He says, I got here to the United States. He goes, for a decade, I got to recertify as a pilot, yada, yada. He goes, I'm just trying to get my life in order. He goes, by the time I get my life in order, you know, he met his wife, married, had his child late. He was in his late 40s when he had his child, first child. But good for him. He's still living the dream. And he wouldn't trade it for anything. Anyway, I mentioned, bit the inside of my cheek. That sucks. I mentioned that Hillary Clinton went on NPR and she was talking about, well, you know, she was baited into sort of, well, Donald Trump may need to be, you know, he's not legit and all this. Well, she had a subsequent roundtable discussion. And she clarified the comments that she made to NPR. Now, let me tell you what happened here. Because you don't clarify comments. I told you the NPR person led Hillary down the path. It wasn't by accident. Hillary Clinton wants to be in the spotlight. She was testing the waters. And she and the NPR interviewer were like, look, this is where I'd like this to go. Let's see how it is. I can't do anything official, but I want to put this out there. Because she so wants to be in the limelight. Then I read this article. The very next day, Hillary Clinton's like, well, no, it's not exactly what I meant. She said, I'm not going to contest the legitimacy of the 2016 elections. And let me tell you why this is a big deal. The left were so adamant that Donald Trump is talking about contesting the election. How boorish. We have a free and fair election here in America. That's what separates us from the sodomites of the rest of the world, for the most part. What are they talking about? Donald Trump, it's sacrilegious that he would even suggest such a thing. And even that he would even suggest that the Russians could hack it. Who is this man? Someone should throttle him publicly. And they did. They were beating up on Trump. How could he dare suggest it? There's improprieties in our electoral process. And the Electoral College was fine. It slanted big time towards the left. I don't think you guys really understand. I shouldn't say that. You may not completely understand how slanted the electoral process is towards the Democrats. So you give it all that Trump talking about. The Russians are hacking her. Wiki. All the things that were going on. And Trump's going, shh. You know, who knows what's going on with these people? They're getting the answers to the debates. They're getting the questions to the debates before anybody sees them. They're colluding against their own people, Bernie Sanders. They're creating false stories about me. Then they start dropping hints that I'm in cahoots with the Russians. And everything I say is a conspiracy.
Oh, he can't possibly influence the election. How would he do that? No one can do that. Barack Obama, there's no way. People, they're saying that. They're losers. Don't think you're going to win. We're going to win. That's why he talked about this over there. But whatever. Now all that is going on. You know?
Did you understand me? No, because you don't understand Barack Obama. He's an idiot. But now she says, I think no one, including me, is saying we will contest the election. I'm in a very large group of people who believe that, you know, there's no legal basis, no constitutional basis for that. She still leaves the idea that, but I'm still kind of the president.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Welcome to the Tales of Woe, where we talk about Holly weirdos and their fall from grace. We need some sort of theme music for a segment called Fall from Grace or Tales of Woe. I like Tales of Woe. Yeah, you guys do? Yeah, I like Tales of Woe. And here's the thing. I really don't want to wish any bad luck on anybody, because I don't want any bad luck on myself. We have enough. And it doesn't matter to me what your politics are. You know, you want people to be happy. I don't want them to be happy at my expense. I'm not going to sell leftism out by, hey, you can have your utopia because, you know, I'm, you know, at my expense. No, you're not going to make my life miserable with your insanity. But I don't want you to be miserable. If you say, Kevin, I'd love to get more acting roles or more jobs. Okay, I wish you luck, Holly Weirdo. But if you say to me, I really wish that President Trump would die. And then I go, I can't go with you on that. If that makes you happy, that's happiness at the expense of somebody else, and you don't have that right. I know Holly weirdos think they do, but they don't. So, when I get a story about these ingenues that are out there, these young Hollywood up-and-coming stars that I, quite frankly, don't find that fascinating, but when I see them, I then say to myself, huh, you know, I wonder, when they hit the news with things of politics, it makes me stop and take pause. It really does. And I often wonder how these little Holly weirdos see things. Because one of Hollywood's most high-paid actresses and most sought-out performers, Jennifer Lawrence, revealed that she is without gig. Yeah. And on top of being without current gig, the outspoken leftist has informed the world that there is no job in the queue. Now, I don't know a whole lot about Holly Weird, but I have a couple of buddies there. And here's what they tell me when I talk to them. They say things like, yeah, you know, well, Kev, I've got a couple of scripts that I'm looking over or whatever. And I hear that. I'm not going to drop names. But, you know, people, you know, and they'll go, yeah, okay, I'm looking at a script that was, you know, we'll be talking movies. And go, yeah, I got a script like that a year ago. Or I've got two scripts that we're working on that are kind of along that line. And I go, oh, well, cool, great. You know, maybe we'll get to see it. But no, this particular Holly weirdo has nothing in queue. Hard to believe that Jennifer Lawrence, the star of The Hunger Games, is having trouble getting booked for any new movies. Thus, what she defines as a career break. Now, I don't know if you've ever lost a job, whether you were fired, whether you were laid off or whatever. Did you call it a career break? I don't know what you call it. I didn't get laid off. They gave us a package because they brought a team over to do something and we were eminently good at. And that's not the right word. We were really good at it. And they canceled the contract 8 months into this 1 year contract. They go, we changed our minds. So they bought out, you know, the 4 months, gave us another, I don't know, a year or something like that. We got our parachutes and we left. Jumped out of the plane. But I didn't call it a career break. I called it getting let, you know, they let us go. It wasn't for any fault of ours. We didn't take it personally. They changed directions. The board said, we thought we wanted to do this. Now that we're on the way to doing it, we're a little scared because they thought their labor rates were going to go down, which they ultimately went down just on their own, not because of what we were going to do. We would have made this company majorly successful. And I think you guys will go with me on this because you probably didn't know who I was 8 years ago, and I'm pretty successful now. But I promise you, I was good at what I did, and we were going to make these guys stars. But they decided to change direction. But I didn't call it a career break. Shoot. A career break is when you say, you know, I've done a lot. I'm going to take a year off, go to Europe, have some fun, or whatever. And then I'll come back and I'll resume. That's a career break. If you don't have like the other end of that equation, in other words, there's a break and you don't have the beginning, at this time I'll reconvene. It's not a career break. If there's nothing in your queue, it's not a career break. If it depends on people calling you and you have no control over it, it's not a career break. See, if you say, I'm going to take a year off, I've already cleared it with my company, or I'm going to take a year off, I'll get back into the scheme of things because people love me and they know that they want my services. And people are bidding on your services because you're awesome, as I was. Then yes, you could call it a career break. But even as awesome as I was, I didn't call it a career break. Management consulting is difficult. And when I wrote my book and I got out of, and I was doing what I was doing, you know what I was thinking? Dude, because of the road you're traveling down, mister, you may not be able to just segue back into the scheme of things the way you thought. So I knew that this, quote, career break could be permanent. And it has been so far. Now, I have a plan. I'm not an idiot. But it wasn't going to be this thing. So I'm looking at Jennifer Lawrence, who says she's taking this career break. And here's what they said. DML Daily, Trump trashing actress Jennifer Lawrence told NBC's Today co-host Savannah Guthrie Thursday that she's planning on taking a break from her career after revealing that she isn't booked to take on any new projects for the foreseeable future. I don't have anything set for 2 years, she says. I think I'm just taking a break. I'll see you in 6 months. Now, I'm not surprised by this. My team, we looked this over. And her last few movies haven't done that well. Her most recent film is a film called Mother with an exclamation point. I don't know if she's implying something or if she's just screaming at her mother. But it's Mother exclamation point. And it brought in a humiliating $8 million opening weekend. Now, suffice it to say, that doesn't even cover promotional costs. Now you say, well, Kevin, that's first weekend. It's got more time and blah, blah, blah. Well, true. But it isn't doing it. They want her bursting out of the seams at $40 million. They've already recovered, you know, cost and the next weekend and all that's profit. That's what they're expecting. They said this. Jennifer Lawrence's new movie, Mother, has left critics bemused and baffled, with one labeling it the worst movie of the century. Directed by her partner, Darren Aronofsky, the grim psychological thriller is causing audiences to leave in a daze, stunned by the, quote, tasteless nightmare, as one review dubbed it. New York Observer critic Rex Reed said, with so much crap around to clog the drain, I hesitate to label it the worst movie of the year when worst movie of the century fits it even better. Not exactly a ringing endorsement. Wow. Unemployed is what she is. She's not taking a career break. And I'll tell you something. It's a matter of, you know, this is a subjective comment. I don't find her that talented. I don't. Is she that good of an actress? Look, there was a scene in Get Shorty where Delroy Lindo? Anyway, the black dude in Get Shorty, he says, I've seen better film on teeth. And that's exactly what, when I see her act, I'm like, what's the big deal? I know girls that can act their butts off compared to her. But it's like Hollywood gets somebody that, I don't know, that they fixate on, and they go, we're gonna prop her up. She's the latest darling, I guess. So, but then why do they forsake her? Why are they not giving her roles? Lawrence gave Hollywood what it wanted. She dissed Donald Trump. She supports Hillary Clinton. She is anti-Trump. And generally speaking, that's all it takes to be successful in Hollywood. Look at the Emmys the other day. A veritable homage to Trump haters. Filled with comedic hacks who would have no careers without jokes bashing the president. And I use jokes in my finger quotes. They are not funny in the least. Colbert is he's become a caricature onto himself. The Colbert Report. We talked about this already, but Hollywood was embarrassed by itself. And then the ratings came out worst ever. I told you guys, I did the ratings of Hollywood, of the Emmys, and I gave you the numbers. 11.3 million in 2016, previous worst year in 2003, I don't remember the year, but it was when Doogie Howser did it. What's his name? Neil Patrick Harris, something like that. He had the worst. This one was the worst. Where's it going? Hollywood needs to check itself. More back when we get on Jennifer Lawrence when we come back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, and I'm talking about a Holly weirdo, best friend to Amy Schumer. Girl's name is Jennifer Lawrence. You've heard of her, right? You probably know her from The Hunger Games. Do you remember she was in X-Men something, and she took over the role of Rebecca, the girl that was married to, oh, geez. I don't remember these Holly weirdos' names, but this chick was a model. And Jennifer Lawrence played the girl in blue who could change her appearance. Rebecca de something. Anyway, beautiful lady. And So Jennifer Lawrence played that role. So they get, they're like, oh, she was in X-Men, because somebody was, you know, sending me a note. Kevin, she was in X-Men. That grossed a lot of money. Do you think that that role made her, that, let me tell you something. A cat could have played that role. It was all CGI blue. You couldn't even tell who the girl was. I remember when I first saw the first woman who played it, who is a model, married to, I forget the guy's name, but she's married to a hottie too, a dude who's a hottie. And so she played it, and I remember going, who's playing the blue girl? Wow. When Jennifer Lawrence was playing it, it was like, why'd they substitute her in there? Was there not a model of it? Where was Halle Berry? You know what I mean? It was like, I don't need her. And when she was out of the uniform, you know, out of the blue, she was horrible as an actress. She played in another movie where she played, I believe this is the case, she played the girlfriend of a mafia guy. I can't remember the movie. Again, horrible role. It wasn't good at all. She's not alluring. She's not sexy. None of it. Anyway, she hates Donald Trump. And you would think that hating, and there's a reason why I'm bringing this up and the reason why I'm covering it a little bit more than I might normally in the show, is there's a purpose behind what's going on here. Jennifer Lawrence is pro-Hillary Clinton. She's pro-leftist. She's a feminist. Her best friend is Amy Schumer. Hollywood loves this type. She's a young millennial girl hating Trump. And I'll give you some of the things she said about Trump. Loving Hillary Clinton. Rising in her career. Yada, yada, yada. What does she do? Does she stop putting out on the casting couch? I don't know. But I can tell you this. She says, I have no work currently. I have nothing booked for, I mean, they booked 2 years in advance. She knows the movie she's going to be making. She doesn't have anything scheduled for 2 years. And when she finished doing the interview on NBC, she says, I'll get back with you in 6 months. Like, maybe by then, now that the warning sign's been put out to all the B-League movies that I'm a potential D-lister, maybe I'll come back and report that I'm making some, you know, nonsensical other piece of crap that I made. Because her movie that's out right now, Mother! Exclamation point. I don't know what that means. But they're like, Mother! But it's a thriller that people can't understand. It's up for worst movie of the century. I mean, talk about Jiggly. Do you remember the movie Jiggly or Jiggly that Ben Affleck was in? It with his then girlfriend. I don't know if she married. Did he marry J-Lo? Anyway, it was his girlfriend. Worst movie ever. It was the, what was the movie with Dustin Hoffman and Warren Beatty where they were in the desert? It was like, people are like, what is Hollywood thinking? And they spent a fortune on these movies. I don't know what they spent for Jiggly, but it was considered one of the worst movies of its time. God, I can't remember the Dustin Hoffman film. And whatchamacallit. Look it up. Tell me. Anyway, the point is, she's made a movie that's away from the genre she's used to, which is all these sci-fi stuff. See, Hunger Games was into the future. X-Men, into the future. Will Smith did a study of this stuff. He says, if you do a futuristic film that has a certain characteristics, you're almost guaranteed to make money. So he stuck to those kinds of films. He learned this with Men in Black. And so he'll only do an artsy film, like what was that thing, Happiness or something, In Pursuit of Happiness. He'll only do one of those films every now and then just to try to get an Oscar or something. But other than that, the guy will make sci-fi. You know, what's that one, Legend or something that he made. So Jennifer Lawrence was in the right category that, quite frankly, anybody could have carried that film. She wasn't so good in Hunger Games that you could, I don't know, could Michelle Pfeiffer do it? Maybe not right now because she's older, but she could have in her day. Oh, yeah, I'm a Michelle Pfeiffer fan. But pick one of these young girls that's coming up. She could have done Hunger Games as good, if not better, than Jennifer Lawrence. So Jennifer Lawrence, I predict, this is just my gut feel, got a little full of herself because she had all the trappings of Hollywood. And she's done well. $408 million with the Hunger Games on opening night. $408 million. You know what she made opening night with Mother? Yeah, I told you. $8 million. $200 million for X-Men. $132 million for Silver Lining Playbook. Not a bad check for somebody who essentially came out of nowhere. But what's happened? Why the fall from grace for an outspoken critic of Trump, which is generally what you need to survive in Hollywood? Yeah. Politics is generally, you know, given to the more experienced actors, right? The De Niro's, the Susan Sarandon's, and people like that. Here we've got this ingenue that says, I'm going to chime in. It got me wondering what's going on. She felt her oats, as they say in the country. During a promotional tour for the final installation of the Hunger Games movie franchise in 2015, Lawrence told Entertainment Weekly, if Donald Trump becomes president, that will be the end of the world. Sorry, Al Gore, it wasn't. All right. Then, during a 2016 appearance on Graham Norton's show, Lawrence told the story that she once had the opportunity to express herself to Donald Trump, who was a GOP presidential frontrunner at the time. And here's what she says. I was at a concert that I heard he was attending, so I had my full security, and I was like, find Donald Trump, because I was adamant on finding him and then making a video of me going, hey, Trump, F you. And to top it off, she recently blamed the devastating hurricanes on Trump, calling the storms Mother Nature's wrath in an interview with The Guardian. She says, and we voted, and it was really startling. You know, you're watching these hurricanes now, and it's really hard, especially while promoting this movie, not to feel Mother Nature's rage and wrath. Unbelievable. Now, I'm not one to say that Hollywood is now punishing Lawrence, because they just quite aren't there yet, right? They haven't made that transition. But the box office crash of Hollywood, folks, have made them a bit more circumspect of what they're spouting out. I firmly believe this, and this is the point I've been getting to. Jennifer Lawrence should have roles lined up for the next 5 years with everything that she's got going on. But she doesn't. Thus her, quote, career break. So, Hollywood is figuring out that bashing Trump isn't benefiting anybody. Ask Kathy Griffin. Ask Hollywood, hey, how's your summer going, Hollywood? Because they're getting their butts clean. I mean, they're not clean. They're getting their clocks, what is it, cleaned. Not their butts cleaned. They are. They're getting beat up. We'll leave it there. They're getting their butts kicked. Not clean. Oh, man. And I keep talking about this and with the sense of what's going on around the country, right? Target, numbers down. Starbucks, numbers down. Everybody that dare continue this Trump bashing, suffering mightily. Late night TV hosts begging for buttermilk. Man, please, somebody, give me some ratings. And, you know, Seth, what's his face? I forget, this skinny looking Saturday Night Live guy. He's like the worst of the worst. Jimmy Kimmel, oh, my daughter's heart thing, it's Donald Trump's fault. You know, everybody's blaming Trump. Blame yourselves. They're getting beat up. Hey, somebody mute that phone. I want to hear that during my show. Hollywood, folks, is learning, and I'm telling you, this is not a lesson that's just going noticed on Hollywood. This is a lesson going noticed on corporate America. You are watching a big change happening here. The glitz of Hollywood is growing dim. Hollywood is teaching itself a lesson. And it's long overdue.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.